The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Coming in. There's some hot intro music. I think I don't listen to this
probably.
Show. I don't listen to the show. I don't know what's going on.
What are you doing, bud?
Man, I got three drinks sitting over here. I
got
to learn.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Are you? You're using them little earbud. These, I got some sport pod. This is nothing I'm saying is important right now.
That's all right.
I'm just adjusting my bullshit so it doesn't hurt. I got big ears, man.
Yeah, I got big ear holes, too.
Yeah. Also, I'll address this. Apparently, according to Reddit, I interrupt you too much, Dave. And so I'll formally apologize. But also to the Reddit, the subreddit Boogie Monster, only after did I admit it in last week's episode that then you just chimed in about it. You fucking cowards. You chicken shits. Speak your mind. Don't just chime in after it's been confirmed.
Yeah.
That should be an open and free place.
I honestly don't think so.
For me to read shout and out then to judge the, our fan base.
Shout out to the Boogie Monster Reddit folks. I get on there about once a month just to peek my head in and see what's going on. And, for the most part, it seems to be positive. So, and if it's not, hey, that's your right.
Yeah, we're not running it. What do you look at on Reddit? What do you go to?
Mostly I go to conspiracy theories. I love seeing the nut jobs out there.
It is truly unhinged.
Because I got one toe in those waters, but dude, I like to see the ones that are way out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One toe compared to the up to the tits that the other people are in. You understand, man. It's all a thing. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's especially nowadays, people wilding out. As we've said for a while, the more I read about this stuff, the more I'm like, maybe the government's just the government and they're just as inept as any other place. And the smartest people run businesses. They're not in office because you have there's a limit to what you can do there. If you're in business, you can make money. And once you have money, you can buy the government. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that. I do believe that the corporations own, that's the one I heard now, that the big thing with states pushing to reopen is that it's because if they're reopened, then, and somebody, I'm sure, as you will, you'll correct me, but if the states are reopened, then if you aren't going to work, that's by your choice because the states reopened, so then you can't file for unemployment. And that so then sense. That takes the states, they're off the hook for unemployment. Now, I don't know if unemployment goes through the state or through federal, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Are you doing unemployment?
No, I doubt I would qualify, what with all the cold hard cash and drink tickets that make up the majority of my income.
You don't have a lot of paperwork to show. maybe we don't say that part. Maybe we don't put that part on the thing. Maybe we won't talk about my that envelope fell under the table again. Well, I was wondering, because I'm hearing about all the bullshit, like all the small business loans that, you know, places like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse are kidding. Look how they're all.
Yeah, the LA Lakers. Lakers got $4.6 million.
Which pays what? Like one quarter of a year for one of their guys? Like, does the team get it, or is that going to the janitorial staff? Like, who's getting that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, but I do know they gave it back once it made the news.
Because I could see, like, don't they have, like, ball boys and, you know, like, I could see it going to the right people if you wanted to trust the institution. That's why I was thinking, like, I'm fine without unemployment, but if it's all just going into the wrong hands anyway, maybe you should file for it and just alley-oop it into a better cause, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's not like I'm taking it out of the other people's hands. I would put it back into more needy hands if it's just greedy sons of bitches going for it. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not theorizing over here. I don't think I want to deal with the paperwork in the first place.
Yeah. I don't know. I doubt I'll even get that stimulus check. I don't know anybody who's got that yet. Do you?
I haven't heard about it yet. Yeah. I don't know anybody who got it. Well, I mean, you're supposed not to sound get like it.
Well, what? Yeah, my point is I just don't, not to sound like a separatist, but I don't depend on our government for shit, man. I don't trust them, and I sure as hell have always tried to put myself in a position where I'm not dependent on
them. I make sure I know, drive through fields and rivers to get to the next show.
I was just about to say, I know that there's a certain amount of that we all take part of, whether we want to or not. I get that. No, that's the same argument I make against people who didn't want to vote for Bernie because he's a socialist.
I ever cut myself cooking, I just shove a radish wedge into it. I ain't going to call a goddamn hospital. That's still private. That doesn't even make sense. I'm not but drunk no, enough man. Yet to make sense.
It's all right. What have you been doing, buddy? I know it's redundant. That's what we all say.
I don't mind talking about the not relying on the government. If anything, more and more, it's like I do see the side of those people that are just like, what, you trust the government to handle this shit? I'm like, all right, good point. Like when they're like, oh, you're going to trust the government to have an efficient healthcare thing? It's like, all right, I do understand that argument of thinking the government runs things inefficiently. But right now, if everybody could just go to the doctor, if everybody, when you were sick and you didn't have to worry, you got days off, a civilized country would give you days off. Not two, but enough to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take this day off because I feel sick so that I won't infect my coworkers. I can go to the doctor affordably to get checked out instead of worrying about taking time off and not having insurance to pay for the doctor. I don't know. I think it's better than what we got. I'll say that. Is it the most ideal? Probably not. But is it better than what's out there now? You betcha.
Yeah.
We got to stop looking at every issue as black and white, but better? Yes, better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's me throwing my 2 cents around.
Oh, dude, you were on fire on Twitter today, man. I enjoyed.
Yeah, I was being a real jag off.
Tweets. Flinging zingers.
Yeah, I was just making fun of comedy. We'll see. We'll see if it gets back to any. Hey, if I was making fun of them, it was already some millionaire. So if I'm bothering them, oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo, go cry. Go cry in a green room of your next stadium show. Whoever I know I'm thinking of in my head right now.
Oh, okay. So, you're throwing jabs upward?
I'm sure they don't care, and it was not anything malicious, but I it's jealousy through and through. I think I'm a little jealous of, I was making fun of the idea of talking about your ethnic parents, about how that's a common trope of my mom used to make us do this. And then everybody that just recognizes the familiarity, but it's not a funny joke. They're just like, yes, a similar situation.
Yeah. And something I can relate to.
Yeah. Who am I to take that away from a bunch of children from immigrants that have a bonding experience, you know, but I'll make fun of it because I think it's shit comedy. I can do that. That's within my right. As a comedian, I can make fun of what I feel is shit comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's all right.
No, I agree. There's plenty of it out there.
I was being a little rap bastard on there, making fun of some comedy tropes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just what's popular and what's good. Are on the other side of the spectrum a lot of the times.
Oh yeah,
and I was getting a little bothered. Broke my own rule. Spent too much time on the social media with my morning coffee. Got a little roll,
dude. I did that yesterday or 2 days ago. I made that mistake that you made last week of trying to engage politics on social media. My thing is, it's so the best president ever. I keep seeing that, and based on what? State your case, dum-dum. Like, I made the mistake of just saying, hey, could you explain that? And I just, it's just, and I, you know, I know we don't have the energy to talk about Trump every week, but every day, it's something new and more ridiculous. And it's just, I want to ask his supporters this. Has he ever done anything wrong? Has he ever admitted fault? Like, in your eyes, he's just perfect? These ridiculous statements, one right after another. Just, you're okay with that. Nope, best president ever. Okay.
I'm the kind of shitbag that thrives on just the hypocrisy of both sides. So when everybody is getting mad at, like, they're trying to bury Bernie, media's burying Bernie, why they're always biased to everybody. But when Bernie says something, they'll throw him under the bus for this. I'm like, hey, I wonder if these are the same people that were yelling at when Trump is like, they're biased. And he's calling it fake news. Like, journalists are just doing their job. It's like, well, okay. All right. Hold on. Trump's a fucking turd. Don't need to go in that more. But they found a target that was easy to go after. Now, when they did the same thing with Bernie, and I'm not interviewing each individual person that's saying this, but like, isn't it kind of the same? Like, the media's biased. Well, yeah. Trump supporters were saying that before, and you're like, no, it's just journalists doing their job. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Because now you're seeing the same thing where there's an agenda to what the news wants to cover. Now it's just on, you know, now it's against the guy you like. So now it's the media. Journalists are being unfair. Fucking yeah. Welcome to what Trump supporters were saying in 2016. So maybe. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, and it's a
Blue Angels are flying over to support the fucking healthcare workers. Yeah. I mean, that's a dumb waste of money. Cost? But I'll say this. Yeah. Blue Angels are cool as hell, man.
I mean, yeah, they're rad. I get it.
You ever seen them? That's cool.
Yeah, I've seen them. I went down in somewhere in Florida, Pensacola, I think. I think that's where they're based, maybe, in Pensacola. But I saw them down
they're
there one time.
They're based in heaven, Dave.
Yeah.
Based in Air Force Heaven.
Going back to the Trump thing, it's a weird time now because I don't have a leg to stand on in that. You know, right now in this moment, if you make fun of Trump or call out Trump, people assume that you're a Biden supporter. And I can't fucking stand Biden either. I mean, I guess I'm going to vote for him because of our stupid two-party system.
You can't make fun of one without by people's logic supporting the other. It's like, man, I don't even like the sport. I'm not rooting for a team. I'm making fun of the sport.
Yeah, I hate it all. But just the arrogance of the Trump supporters of just I just keep seeing best president. I've seen that a lot this week. I'm like, first of all, asshole, I don't think you can make that claim unless you can name all of the presidents, which I'm assuming many of the people. if you think Trump is the best president, there's no way you can rattle off the previous 44.
But
okay,
they know, like, they're wrestling heels at this point. what they're going to get. A wrestling heel is impenetrable. The whole point of that guy's purpose is to go out and for everybody to boo him and hit him to just revel in that. So that's what they're doing. That's the role they've taken. And that's why I can't argue with that, but I was just arguing about the whole open things back up because, you know, the economy. Oh, God. I mean, I got more opinions than I got facts. So yeah. Need to check myself. You want to hear my theory about what's going on right now? Should we get into some? Let's get into real stuff, Dave. Enough with this.
Do it.
The president stuff. UFOs.
Real quick, I want to apologize to the listeners. We're a day late. We can blame that on my wonderful fiance, Katie. She went for a cleaning yesterday morning to the dentist, and by that afternoon, she
first. It makes her sound like you got a new poodle.
Like she's a circus elephant.
To drop her off.
You
got to
take her in for a cleaning.
And go check her for worms.
Went in for a cleaning, and it turned into an all-day event where she had to have a tooth pulled. Yeah, she's super dirty. But now she's high as shit on pain meds and talking like a little Dutch woman. She's got this lisp now because of the missing tooth, and it's really hilarious.
Dutch people have lisps?
I'm having fun with that. I don't know. I just kind of made that part up. But her lisp makes her sound like she's got like a cute little European accent for some reason.
Can I take a moment? I'm only half a beer into this day, by the way. So this isn't even being drunk. And I don't know. It's a hack bit now, but the first time you heard a bit that was like perfect, and the idea of somebody making fun of the word lisp is like the only word that sounds like the thing it is. It's like you can't say it. You can only say that word when you have one.
Yeah.
Just like the perfection of comedy pointing stuff like that out. God damn, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine being somebody with no sense of humor?
Oh, that would suck.
What? I mean, I guess you're just like, I mean, I guess you'd be good at math or something. Like something would fill, like you'd have a beautiful mind kind of autism to fill in the gap. You know, what if you, like if you were dumb and also didn't get jokes? Ugh, mercy kill.
Boy, that's rough. Was it Hedberg that said impediment is hard to say if you have one? Somebody, him or Stephen Wright or somebody, one of those one-liner guys.
Yeah.
Impediment is a hard word to say if you have one.
There was a one-liner guy, and man, I cannot remember his name, but a joke that just got me so good. He's like, so a guy on the side of the road that said had a sign that said, "We'll work for food." So I gave him a coconut.
I know what joke you're talking about. God, who was that? It kind of sounds like a Brian Regan joke.
No, it was some rascally Kentuckian.
Gave him a coconut.
I gave him a coconut. Fucking beautiful, beautiful use of words. Concise, precise.
Yeah.
The opposite of jazz.
Love the good word economy.
Anyway, sorry, got off.
That's
there.
All right, buddy.
Oh yeah, but she's doing good.
Yeah, you're,
she's clean.
Yeah, she's fine.
Cleaned up, doped up.
we sprayed her down, and put some powder on her and de-liced her, and she's good to go now.
Sorry, we weren't there for your commute yesterday, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we're doing well over here. Stocked up. I stayed up really late last night ordering mayonnaise online. Finally got some Duke's. I got a Duke's double pack coming in the mail.
Why did you have to stay up late?
It took me a while to find what I was looking for. I was only finding the little jars of Duke's, but I found the chub pack, the dual pack, 32-ounce jars.
You say chub pack?
Yeah, the chub pack.
What that's called?
That's what I call it. You know, you get a chub pack.
I thought that was a term that I had missed out on in my 43 years on this earth. Two, buy one, get one's called a chub pack, and I'm just finding out now. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a BOGO sale, a real chub pack going down over at the Payless Shoes today.
Dude, I am obsessed with stock. And by the way, I want to get to your point, your conspiracy theory. But I just speaking of the mayonnaise, remind me, I'm obsessed with... I'm prepping, man. My food inventory. I'm keeping track of my food inventory. Did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't.
I got 47 days worth of food in my house right now. If I didn't leave the house for 47 days, I got plenty of food for that time. So that's pretty good. That's about the highest as I've been.
Or 20 milligrams of an edible and 2 days worth of food. Are you portioning? Because I feel like everything's like looser now. We could all get groceries. There's no, until the second spike hits after we're all reintegrated back into society and everybody's shaking hands and hugging and kissing.
I don't have the facts or the source. There we go. There we go.
Sorry.
All right. Now we can begin. Now we can. It's like a fight. Like the fight doesn't really start until someone takes a punch in the face. Now we can go.
That smelled like I just ate a bucket of boxer's feet. I don't have a comparison for that, it was unique.
Oh boy. Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Anyway.
Oh, real quick, speaking of the food, you know, as you say that, a story broke this week from Tyson Chicken. I guess they do a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but tits up. Sorry, breasts up.
Yeah, they sent out a press release that they believe the whole food supply chain is going to break soon because a lot of these meat processing plants have been hotspots for the coronavirus. So workers have not been coming in. That slowed production. And there, a lot of people are saying that we're going to be have a meat shortage here in the next week or two. So I'm fully stocked up, man. I'm good to go.
I'll tell you this. Since we should, there shouldn't even be, we don't even need to have a disclaimer that we don't know what we're doing when we talk about pretty much anything other than barbecue or comedy.
Absolutely.
And barbecue's all you. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Comedy's all you. I don't
and
know.
And I will sound very elitist. Well, no, you and we both handle comedy. You handle barbecue. And this will sound even more elitist and expand the gap between us. I bought a little bit of stock.
Okay, there you go.
Daz decided to just play a couple hands, you know.
Taco Bell, Del Taco, what'd you buy? What if it was well, something ridiculous?
What I'm saying, well, no, it, honestly, but those are real things that,
yeah,
can, you know, if you look at business, like what's their expansion, what's their glow? You know, I don't, again, mm-hmm. I'm talking out my ass. Went on some little hunchies and bought. Look at who's making fake meat.
Uh huh.
I bought three stocks.
And okay.
One of them. I bought some in a weed company, even though that was the thing to buy last year, and they're all pretty much dead in the water right now. It was a few bucks just to see what happens.
Why are they dead in the water?
I think just a bunch of them came out, and then the legalization started, but kind of got a lot of people hung up. I don't know. Okay. How about I say that? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when Beyond Meat, I think it was Beyond Meat, came out,
mm-hmm.
like shot through the roof and then leveled out.
Uh-huh.
So I started looking at the companies that are more larger, you know, more umbrella kind of companies that are developing fake meat. And the only thing I got going good, because I bought Ford, which is tanking. It's also like $4 a share. But
oh, really?
My thinking was, I just went with stuff that I want. I want to buy an electric pickup truck that doesn't look like that Tesla and is also not $100,000. I want an F-150 or a Ford Ranger that is electric, mm-hmm. and they are developing that. So my thought was like, buy it and maybe that'll change the game. If not, I did not spend a lot of money on it, but mm-hmm. I bought another company that out of the three bigger companies, of which Tyson was one that was like looking into fake meat and everything. I bought Conagra Foods.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that one's been, it's been doing all right. But my thinking was more and more people, even without this, this isn't so much conspiracy, just theorizing.
Mm-hmm.
But even without what's happening right now with coronavirus, my thing was like more and more people will start turning towards this stuff if it tastes like the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
If people are thinking, like, say you're somebody that you still like to eat meat, but you do want to drive a hybrid vehicle and you are more of an environmentalist. Well, maybe that'll be the thing that creeps you in to mm-hmm. want to try this, because they talk about how much, you know, the cow farts, that's the joke element of what's bad for the universe or the atmosphere, but also how much the land and water and grass and you know, and space it is to upkeep, you know. These massive pastures, and also then the cruelty thing. Then you get to feel good about mm-hmm. yourself because you're not killing an animal and you're doing something good for the environment.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just have the cruelty people. They don't care about the environment. They don't want to kill animals. It's still not there with the health thing. It's still just as bad for you. But that it's not better. I'll say that. I don't know if it's not healthier.
But the Beyond Meat, is that what's soy? What are they? What's the core there?
It's like they say it's plant protein. It's like I think peas. I think they're doing something with peas. All okay. I know is I got burgers. I got the burger patties, and I'll get the straight up pound. And again, and it's a little bit price prohibitive right now too.
Uh huh.
But like people have pointed out, why is it? Think of it this way. Why is it cheaper to buy something that came from killing a live animal than it is the same more or less thing that's made out of plants? Like, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, why is it cheaper to eat living creatures than it is plants? It seems a little...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But I'm not trying to get on a moral high ground. Again, I have no problem if, you know, I still don't care. I'm doing it for me. It's what I took my blood pressure the other night, and it's been since like January last year that I've been almost exclusively vegetarian with like seafood here and there, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, seafood. Blood pressure back down to normal. I was elevated to high blood pressure. It's back down into the good range.
Uh-huh.
We'll do that next time. We can do one of these together, and I got a blood pressure machine. I'll take your blood pressure, and then we'll get you to the emergency room right away, and we'll record from there. We'll record live from the ambulance. That was another one that I put a couple bucks in, and that's the one that's been doing well. Ford taking a shit, hot company taking a shit, but it wasn't a lot anyway. So I'm like, let's let it ride. You know, got to see what happens in 10 years. Who knows? But you were talking about the break in the supply chain. That might only add to it, the fact that, all right, you know, working in a slaughterhouse, spreading germs that way versus working in a field. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
It's scary times, man. It's just so uncertain. And, you know, the news the last week or two, states reopening, and we talked about that some last week, but it just, preface it. Per usual, I don't know what, keep in mind, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but it just seems if we jump the gun too early, I just think we're going to have a huge second wave of this thing because we're not at the tail end of it. Like, I get that. I get it. You know, we're up and down. Some states are definitely on the decline, but there's other states that are not on the decline in terms of cases and deaths. And it doesn't make sense. I get the economic part of it, but,
speaking of decline, just moved over to the moonshine.
Whoa. Okay. Dude, you know what I had for the first time the other night? And I can't believe I've never had this. Dude, I'm spick and span.
I know.
I'm
it was
so
just
clean.
A funny thing to say.
I've been taking 2 showers a day out of boredom.
talk about environmental.
Oh, I love a good hot shower. Dude, seriously, like if not to poor mouth my history, but man, those years that I didn't have my own shower, what a pain in the ass it was to just get to the gym and take a shower. Now that I have my own, oh, dude, just all the time, just hot shower 2 or 3 times a day, just wasting water. But oh boy, it is so much fun.
Just having a good old time.
Dude, I've never had a beermosa till the other day. You ever messed with a beermosa?
I'm going to guess that's beer and orange juice, not beer and champagne.
Yes. Yeah, beer and orange juice. And oh boy, it's a good time. I didn't even know a beermosa. Well, no, a shandy's with lemonade.
Oh, okay.
To the best of my knowledge. But I didn't know that beermosa was a thing. I thought that I had invented it. For some reason, I was just sitting around. I was like, because it was that first day last week where it got really hot in L.A.
Yeah.
It was like almost 90 degrees. And it was just uncommonly hot. And because it's been cool, you know, during the winter.
If people have thought of having wine enemas, I'm going to guess that nobody's inventing a new drink that goes in your mouth. If alcoholism has driven people to butt chugging, I don't think any combination of what's going to go in a glass and then in your mouth hole is going to be new.
That's true. No, I wasn't familiar with the term beermosa. But the other day, I just, for some reason, decided I was looking at my orange juice, and oh, I love a good orange juice too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. But I put a little orange juice in with my glass of beer, and oh boy! And then later, I looked it up. I was like, oh yeah, this is already a thing, duh. But if you're doing it at home, just you need just the slightest amount of orange juice. The first one I messed it up is way too much.
Yeah.
I'm talking like literally an ounce, like a shot glass. Like if you've got a pint glass and you're about to pour your beer into it, maybe fill it up like a fifth. I think even a quarter of the way is going to be flavor. Too much.
Just a splash.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Do you ever mess with Micheladas?
No, that's one thing I'm afraid of. It just seems that's tomato juice and beer.
Buddy, kid.
Does it work? Is
even,
it good?
I'll even go as saying the clamato,
the clam juice,
the clam tomato juice, which sounds like it should be god awful. But yeah, when you get like the bud, like the pre-made Bud Light ones,
cause
I'm like, this is going to be gross. It's not, cause it's the same thing. It's just a little bit. It's not overpowering, but it adds just a little bit of rich saltiness to the beer. So you don't have to do it with clam juice, but a Michelada with like maybe a little, like a little splash of V8.
Okay.
Or a little tomato juice. Just, hey, we all like beer. Why not just change it up a little bit? Just play with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over ice? And, why not?
And boy, it makes it go down smooth too.
Uh-huh.
Like I've never been one to chug a beer, you know, just, it's just too, it's too rough on the throat. But boy, you throw a little OJ in there, those things slip right down.
You know what? I was never a dude who could chug beer, and I don't know what changed, but I do. Here's a plug. I do a show called Hey Girl with my pal Matt Bronger on Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific. But somebody were taking questions. Somebody said, who could chug a beer faster? I'm like, well, I'll lose. Bronger is 6'4", went to real college, and was a bartender.
Yeah.
I'm a little baby. who still winces whenever he drinks hard alcohol. I beat him chugging a pint of beer.
Really?
Something happened, and it was recent too. Like recent in the fact that I'm 43, and it was like within the past 5 years I learned I could do that.
Huh.
You know, never underestimate the ability to learn a incredibly useless skill later in life.
You're never too old to learn.
You can't chug a beer?
Certain beers I can chug better than others.
Oh, of course.
Coors Light I can do.
In a pint,
an amber. Okay, in a pint glass, yeah. Yeah, that's easier than with the bottle. There's some science behind the bottle thing. I've seen people put the straw in the bottle and not use the straw to drink.
You got to have an air hole.
Yeah,
or you tornado it. You get it tornadoing.
What's that?
Just start getting like a cyclone inside the bottle.
Okay,
swirl it around. Because otherwise, just like pouring anything old school quarter oil. Or remember when Hawaiian Punch came in the same cans like oil?
Yes.
And the reason you had to put two holes in it,
Was
because the air pressure changes. So if there's no if the liquid leaving the hole. Here's some real science from a guy who knows all about it. You know when the Hawaiian Punch trying to come out of the one hole, but it can't because the air is too much on the outside, so the Hawaiian Punch stays inside? You got to give it another little hole on the other side so the air can come in and the Hawaiian Punch can go out.
Oh, boy.
Hence the same reason you got to put a straw in the bottle because the hole's too small.
Uh-huh.
And you're just trying to throw liquid into a closed container with your mouth. I don't know. Fucking fuck me for trying to sort it out. Moonshining.
Speaking of which, hold on. I'm going to grab another drink.
You get another drink. Where you go? Did you leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave left. Hey, everybody, real quick. I'm worried about Dave's 3 showers a day habit. Sounds like the beginning of some obsessive compulsive disorder. I don't think it's healthy. He takes real hot showers. They're dangerous. He burns his skin. He burns his own flesh. I think that's how much he likes the smell of barbecue. And I'm concerned for
him. I'm back.
Anyway, Dave's back. Dave is back.
I do burn my own flesh. We won't get into the shower head to the scrotum thing again. But boy, that's a good time. Don't give up on that, guys.
It's like you treat yourself like you have secrets you don't know about.
Try to get information out of myself.
Yeah, you're like a schizophrenic that's a hostage and the captor at the same time.
Oh man, yeah, dude. Oh, turn that thing up real hot.
You're about the setting guy with multiple personalities as a kidnapper and a hostage at the same time. Print his own dick off, trying to get secrets out of himself.
Dude, here's a topic we can discuss real quick that is pretty near and dear to some people's hearts. Speaking of getting in trouble on social media, I had a backlash. I had a cheese backlash this week. I was enjoying I was enjoying my Hempler's uncured Canadian bacon sandwich.
Full of diseases.
Yeah. And dude, just
patient zero ham.
Shitty white bread, good mayo, and good ham.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best things in the world. Does not need cheese. I finally reached the age or the level of maturity where, now let me preface this, you fucking idiots who were shouting at me on Twitter. I said something like maturity is accepting the fact that you don't need cheese on every sandwich. I didn't say any or all or fuck cheese. Not every. I love cheese. Look at me. Duh. Of course I love cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm saying some sandwiches, not all, some, a small percentage of sandwiches benefit from not having cheese. Because I had my wonderful ham and I had the mayo and I had the bread. And the thought of like putting like a Kraft single on that sandwich, no, I was like, no, this one's better off without cheese. So
cheese can function well as an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
That if you took it off, you wouldn't notice. But when it's there, you're like, hey, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
That's people thought everything needs cheese on it?
Yeah. People are like, oh, you're an idiot.
Oh, these absolutely are the same not. Idiots behind like the bacon air fresheners at Cracker Barrel. uninspired, uncreative pedestrians.
And I know that, you know, on the surface, that goes against a lot of what I stand for. But I'm just saying. Now, for example, all right, one of my favorite things in the world is getting some good Texas-style brisket. Oh, some big, fatty, greasy, beefy brisket. Yeah, oh,
going,
boy. And the leftovers the next day, if there are any leftovers.
Feel like you're paying for this phone call now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. The leftovers.
Say fatty again, but slower and closer to that. You did an ASMR barbecue, ASMR BBQ with Dave Stone.
Yeah.
I only want, give me 2% of how the millions that you would make on that. You describing barbecue with like an excellent microphone and really just hanging on every word.
Yeah. Ooh, get that fat cap.
Marbled, burnt edges.
But I'm saying leftover brisket heated up in a cast iron skillet. Just get a little heat, get a little greasy. Throw that on some white bread with a little mayo. You don't need cheese on that. Cheese would mess that sandwich up. Like when you buy a barbecue sandwich at the restaurant, no barbecue. I mean, I know there's specialty sandwiches. People make their own little house specialty or whatever. But you know, most of the time, a pulled pork sandwich or a brisket sandwich or whatever, you don't need cheese on that. It's just only going to hurt. It's going to do more harm than good.
No, that's exactly. I understand. Yeah, it serves as a delightful accessory in many occasions in the sandwich world. But even if I was making, first, are you doing any mustard on that ham?
No, just mayo.
Mayo on both sides. Sometimes, mayo on one side.
Mayo on both sides. Like, I like mustard on a ham sandwich, but right now, it's just like listening to music or whatever. Like, right now, I'm in my mayo phase. Like, I'm just really focused on mayo right now.
Much like Picasso's Blue Period, Dave's in his mayo phase.
Yeah, yeah. So, I haven't turned my back on mustard or cheese.
Well,
but right now, I'm really focusing on ham and mayo.
You know where I would, this is your world, man. I'm just jumping in for a second. For where I would go with a ham, if there's no cheese, What flavor? What category of flavor does mayonnaise find itself in? It's not savory.
It's creamy.
But isn't that more of a texture rather than a flavor?
I think creamy could be a flavor.
Yeah, but if I say mayonnaise and I say chocolate pudding, those are two creamy things, but different flavors.
Correct. Okay, so narrow it down to a flavor.
Because I'm thinking counterbalance these flavors. I always liked with ham, not a lot, don't overpower it, a hint of like a honey mustard.
Okay.
Something with a little spiciness to it, like a spicy honey mustard. Not a lot, just a little something to let you know, just a shadow of it.
Oh, boy.
A late in the day shadow over one piece of the bread of spicy honey mustard.
People on the East Coast familiar with the grocery store chain Publix. Are you familiar with Publix, Kyle?
I know of it. Yes,
Publix. They have great in store subs. You know that they make. They go their own little sandwich shop in the deli there, where they'll make you a sandwich. They have at least they used to. I don't know if they still do. They used to have a wonderful hot honey mustard, with a kick.
This is coming. My statement is coming from a mustard that specifically came with like a deli tray from a grocery store. So I don't know if like distribution wise, it came like Publix was the same as Jewel Osco or what have you. But it was a honey mustard that came like you get the stack of little rolls for like you're having a party so people can assemble their own little thing. It was nothing fancy. But the fact that like spicy honey mustard, but then all the ham. You know, I'd just be like a bastard at these family parties and just mow through that aisle of ham on the deli tray.
Mm. I love a good ham.
Anyway, you want to talk about UFOs?
Yeah, man. Let's talk about some UFOs.
Mm-hmm. If we got to go back to mayonnaise, we can.
That's all right. We'll put a pin in the mayonnaise. And I'll let you know when the Chubb Pack arrives in the mail. I'm very excited about that.
Put a pin in the mayonnaise that ruined a fat kid's Halloween. I was going with a razor blade in the apples thing there. I don't know what happened. Shit. Now, I'm not drunk. I'm just like, this is why. Do you ever get to the point where I'm like, man, I'm just better at everything after a couple drinks? Not even drunk, but just like two beers.
Yeah.
I'm sharper. My vision's clear. I'm quicker. My everything is just, it's like the smelling salt for my creativity. It's just like two beers. Can still That's handle beautiful. Everything, not drunk.
Uh-huh.
We're getting there. Okay, so the Pentagon just declassified the footage of UFOs that we all saw 4 years ago from those Navy pilots.
Yep.
Now let's talk again. Is it declassified because they secretly know it was just some government project, so let's give something people to get distracted about? Or is it like a deeper thing of like, well, you got to trust the government. Look, we're telling you that UFOs are real, so believe us when we say this stuff. Or.
Yeah.
Now here's where I'm going with it. It's a reach.
Okay.
Maybe they're just telling us about this so people get horny for outer space. Nobody's been really like, we found the planets, whatever. Did I tell you I bought a telescope?
No, you didn't tell me you bought a telescope.
Yeah, man. Drunk purchase. Should have just given myself a tattoo or something, but I got.
Is it a good one? You get like a high-end one?
Yeah, I got a goddamn pirate cannon-sized telescope showing up here.
Wow. Dude.
I read one thing like, you could probably see Saturn. Click. Sold. Like, all right.
Our buddy Andy Sanford is big into telescopes.
I texted him first. He told me about it. I'm like, which one do you have? He's like, I just can see the moon with this. And he's in Brooklyn. So I was thinking light pollution. And I looked at the one he had, then I read reviews. And man, did that escalate very quickly.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to get this one, you get one more inch on the aperture, you're going to see this one. Maybe you get two more inches on the aperture. Now I got a goddamn carpet roll showing up.
That's awesome.
That I got to hoist up on the roof. But it's not coming until May 16th. I clicked like, all right, I'm ready. Because I wanted to buy it from like a telescope store online. I didn't want to use Amazon because like they're taxed enough. Yeah. Also, can I illustrate that? If you're getting any hobby things, we talk about that. If you're getting hobby things or anything that's non-essential, try to go to the originator's website. If you can afford to spend a couple dollars on postage, God knows the post office needs it now. And you'd be helping the people where the money would go directly to them instead of taxing the overworked Amazon workers. All that said, sure. I ordered this telescope from Amazon because everybody else was like, it's out of stock. It's out of stock. I'm like, well, yeah. Amazon ordered it. And they're like, you're not going to get it for 3 weeks. I'm like, well, God damn it. We might all be cured by then.
Probably not.
Boy, I got really off track.
We both had good weeks in terms of e-commerce. You got a telescope and I got some mayonnaise.
You got the Chubb pack.
Uh-huh.
How far? Yes. When did that get delivered?
Oh, it's not here yet. I'm waiting by the door every day.
Now, is that incorporated into your 47 days of food, or is that just going to be a big old New Year's Eve party for yourself when you get it? Just
You know what? I'll probably freeze one and eat
Katie
one immediately.
Covered in mayonnaise. In the shower because you know you're going to take your fifth one of the day. So you want to just cover yourself. Your days are just filled with covering yourselves in condiments and then showering them off.
Oh, God, we are painting quite a disgusting picture here.
I can't imagine what 47 days of that behavior looks like stocked up. You know, welcome to Dave Stone's one-bedroom Costco.
Oh, man. God, Dave. That is so funny. All right, the UFOs. So okay. The Pentagon.
Get people
horny
for space.
They officially released it.
Yeah, they said, we don't know what these are. To you, meaning us. We don't know what these are.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, just go with me, it's still a more entertaining one than whatever's on the conspiracy theory subreddit. What if they're looking at, like, remember how like they say like all these surveys and all these, oh, do a face when you're old, do a face when you're young. It's like facial recognition software.
No.
It's all for people to gather. Yeah. It's all for them to gather information.
Yeah.
Now, not quite a survey, but what if they're making note of people that are just thriving in quarantine?
Mm-hmm.
People that are just doing great. Hey, how's everybody doing quarantine? How are you living solo in quarantine? And whoever's doing just excellent, they start, maybe they just keep an eye on them.
Hmm.
Hey, you're doing pretty well by yourself. Mission to Mars, baby. We can't recruit, we can't waste top scientists on one-way missions to Mars.
True.
But if all we want to do is see how a human being can handle it, we take the people that are doing fine in quarantine by themselves, so that the social aspect isn't a problem for them. Then you're already horny for space because we told you there's aliens, and you're good by yourself. I'm going to test out Mars. Billionaires want to go to Mars. Earth, okay, long leap from that theory already, which is a long leap. They've got some sort of timeline to turn Earth into basically a prison / manufacturing planet for the poor once the billionaires can live in space stations or on Mars. People surviving well in quarantine will be tapped or secretly drafted a la the Franklin like kidnap thing. But if you kidnap somebody, they're already under duress. They're not going to be a great. You need willing participants who want to see if they can be solo Mars passengers. Tell them you'll be a hero. We'll put you on the dollar bill or whatever. They go up there. But then Earth is used for farming / a house for the poor once the billionaires can leave Earth. Earth becomes the Australia of the solar system, more or less. Too much?
No, I like it.
I was like into the wine last night when I came up with that one.
How are they going to determine who's doing well in quarantine? Based off your social media post, or is there a survey or a census, or what's going on there?
I think they're just keeping an eye on us.
Okay.
I think they're just looking out.
They're watching.
Yeah. They don't want somebody who's going to break down 48 hours into the space journey. But like, hey, listen, we're going to make the spaceship look just like your one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get Netflix. I concocted a scenario where even I was okay with it. Because I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Yeah. How long do they say it takes to travel to Mars right now?
No idea.
I'll look it up.
Look that up.
You talk now. I'm filling it in.
You want me to?
No, I'm looking up. You say something. I'll look up how long does it take to go to Mars.
I got the latest coronavirus numbers. If you need a, little.
Would you go to Mars, Dave?
A little feel good. I'd go to Mars. Yeah, I'd be down. What do I care? 58,947 dead in America.
Yeah, more than Vietnam.
Yeah, 214,000 worldwide. More than Vietnam. Good Lord. But yeah, let's open up. Let's all go bowling. Go to the nail salon.
Oh, dude, Mars only takes between 6 and 8 months.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, wow.
Six to eight months.
Well, but that's just like for a satellite. I don't know if that's about a human. I don't think we're that long off from getting a human to land on Mars in some way or another.
I think a lot of smart people have said that we're 20, 30 years away. I think Elon Musk went on record saying we're like 30 years away from being on Mars.
I like him, man. He's a wild card.
Yeah.
Well, that was my big theory. Nobody like I now everybody's got time to freak out that, "Ooh, we saw UFOs." Yeah, nerds. We've been checking this shit out a while ago. The dude from Blink-182 knows there's UFOs. Get with it.
Who are the people? I get that most of the shit we talk about on this show, I get that most of it, most people would say bullshit. But who are
most
the people
isn't
that
even generous enough?
Who are the people that don't believe in UFOs? There's billions of planets, billions of solar systems or billions of planets? Regardless,
nerds and virgins.
There's a lot of other planets. And planets and galaxies and solar systems. Yeah, we're the only one with intelligent life. Okay.
Well, like, that is
the way it's
Fermi paradox.
But the way it's been, I guess it's not so much now, but maybe when I was growing up, or even maybe how Bigfoot is treated now. We're like, oh, this guy believes that Bigfoot's real. Like, I mean, I can remember people saying that about UFOs. Oh, so-and-so thinks he saw a UFO. Like, the arrogance to think, like, that's ridiculous. No way. Like, well, that blows my mind.
The Fermi paradox is, if there is intelligent, what if intelligent species exists, and because they passed, an organism similar to ours,
mm-hmm.
that developed on a planet similar to ours in a similar way, but billions of years before our galaxy did the same thing. Why would you go backwards to study an area you already went through? Or that is what's happening with aliens. They already know their society went through this billions of years before we were even fish crawling out of a puddle and developing legs. Mm-hmm. But so maybe they go back. Maybe it's a tourist ship to come by and be like, oh yeah, look, they're doing this differently than we did, and they'll demise. How many planets have developed and maybe at the time of our Cold War did hit the button mm-hmm. and annihilated themselves? Assuming that the mental capabilities of whatever creatures developed, maybe they developed, but all still have tails or still might have wings or whatever they developed from,
mm-hmm.
but made a choice, a little less beneficial to their future than the human race has thus far. Maybe we're in the midst of making that choice to exterminate ourselves right now. Or the idea that we made it further than any other living creature. That's the ridiculous stuff that I agree with you on.
Mm-hmm.
That like, the human species made the smartest choices to get this far. In the terms of what exists in the universe, it's all very, very young what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there might have been an Earth a billion years before there was this Earth.
Yeah, what is that? The timeline, the human timeline. If you ever see it, like broken down in like a scale, mm-hmm. like an actual chart. I don't have the info in front of me, but the amount of time that we've been on Earth compared to the amount of time that existed before humans did, mm-hmm. like it's insane. Like just like a real small fraction of time.
Oh yeah, I mean, just even more in a way regionalized ideas of people just being like, but USA number one. It's like you're a fucking Roman soldier with your dick poking out through your skirt.
Best president ever.
You know, it's like think of if you really believe in the longevity of the human race, everything will ebb and flow. The powers that be will come and go with things that rhymed. I'm prophetic. I'm talking out my asshole right now. I painted an RC car purple over the weekend. I'm looking at it now.
Did you really?
I feel proud of myself.
How is the RC collection going?
Dog, I am. I hope they don't. I hope the Mars. I hope the draft that's going to steal us away to go to Mars. The unwitting cosmonauts will become. I'm loving my hobbies. I got into it this weekend. Had a lot of RC car bodies that I painted.
Man, I wish I had a garage. God, that'd be fun.
Dude, it's great.
Or a deck. I need a garage or a back deck.
I mean, what you do have is that beach a few blocks away, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But you can't just leave your stuff at the beach overnight.
That's true.
Can't go beat off in the beach.
Well.
Who said what?
Yeah. Huh?
What's 47 dude. Days of food look like for you?
Oh, dude, I got it broken down to three categories. I got my fresh meals that I keep in the fridge. I've got my frozen meals.
Hold on, let's go piece by piece. What fresh stuff is going to last you 47 days?
No, I'm not saying that that's going to last 47 days.
Oh, that'll
days.
Be like gonna, the first gonna, third. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to eat the fresh stuff first. So I've got about, let's see, I went shopping today too, so I haven't made the proper adjustments. But before this morning, I had about 58 fresh meals, meaning in the fridge I had, you know, meats and eggs and dairy and stuff like that. I could get about 58 meals out of that. I got about 48 meals of frozen stuff. All my frozen meats, all my microwavable stuff, what have you. And, dude, I'm up to about 120, maybe 130 meals of shelf food. My rice, my beans, my canned goods.
Yeah, you just got bags of rice and beans.
Dude, I have so much rice and beans. I've got, no shit. I've got, let me see, 5, 10, 15. I've got 17 pounds of rice. And I've got
a child's weight in rice in your home.
I've got 17 pounds of rice and 12 pounds of beans. So, dude, I'm.
You know
why not? You know,
you know
why
what
not stock
think,
up?
Well, that's what I was thinking about because I'm looking at my cases of what is it? Four bundles at five each, so 20. I got about. I'm looking at about 40, 60 servings of ramen noodles. But what I realized, you got to think about nutritional value in that food.
Yeah. I don't have any ramen noodles.
Well, what I didn't think about, I got all these ramen noodles, like salty noodles. I'm like, yeah, I could eat those. Like, yeah, you could eat them. But if you're like looking at full survival, not like, oh, I can't leave the house for a couple days.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I got no protein. Hence the BB guns and squirrel meat I'd have to add to.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever had squirrel?
No, and you know what? Shane Torres was over here. He's like, I've had squirrel. I'm like, well,
it's good.
Well, he didn't say good, but he wasn't disagreeable with the concept of it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, you Southern folks eat a lot of shit, just because you can, and I don't frown on it. A squirrel wouldn't be, but I've eaten deer that's been hit by a car, so I'm not poo pooing the squirrel at all.
Yeah.
What did you get it? Like you get it yourself or somebody just had it?
Every time I've had it about three or four times. It's always the same friend, this guy I used to run with back in the day. He was a big hunter. And, you know, once a month I'd go over to his house and there'd be fresh squirrel and venison, stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't get angry. Shit, man, I was at Oliver's in Omaha and a dude just had a Tupperware of rabbit meat that he had marinated himself. And that stuff was real good. So I'm not going to get, I got to turn my nose up at a squirrel if I'm eating rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just, you just eating the uglier version of the same thing? I don't get pissed about that. They all show girls to my taste buds.
That's true. Dude, speaking of which, man, I cooked it up this week, buddy. A lot of cooking. Been a lot of time in the kitchen this week. What'd made stewed oxtails. You ever had oxtails?
Is it? Now, I'm going to sound real dumb. Is it just a tail?
Yeah, it's the tail.
Oh, it's not just like and a term for a
part. No. It's the tail. And but there's a lot of good fatty meat on that tail. And I know it, you know, that sounds a little bit whatever, but like you said, you know.
No, if you're already eating one part of the animal, why would you be grossed out by eating another part of the animal?
Exactly. But, oh, boy, yeah, you get you some oxtails, and they come chopped up. I mean, I'm sure a butcher can sell you just, like, a 3-foot oxtail.
By the foot.
Get a big pack of oxtails, and, boy, I stewed that up with some onions and all kinds of good stuff. Let me go ahead and give out another recipe real quick. I don't know if I've been given recipes the last couple weeks, but so I made oxtails.
You have. I was interrupting them as Reddit told me.
Oh, that's fine.
It's not fine. People got distracted. So give it a go.
The other day I made red beans and rice. Oh, boy. And this is a dish you would like. I'm going to make this for you one day, and I'll leave out the andouille sausage for you. Because
red bean and rice.
Like, there's no other, I don't use, I don't use beef stock or anything. So if I just remove the sausage, this would be, to my best of my knowledge, vegetarian. I don't think it'd be vegan. I use some butter. Anyway, here's red beans and rice recipe. Here's what you do. You need a pound.
Today.
Get you a pound of dry red or kidney beans. I think they're pretty much the same thing. You can buy red beans. You can buy kidney beans. I think kidney beans might be a little bit larger than a regular traditional red bean. But regardless, get you a pound of dry kidney or red beans. You need one large sweet yellow onion. You need one green bell pepper, one red bell pepper. A couple stalks of celery. You need a pound of andouille sausage. For those who don't know, andouille sausage is a Cajun sausage. Oh, boy. Andouille. Isn't
red beans and rice like a traditional New Orleans New Year's Day meal? Like, it's for good luck? You got to eat it New Year's Day for good luck?
I don't know. I know black-eyed peas.
No, that's what it was. Because I was at Sean Penn's house on a New Year's Day, and his family, who are caterers, who are also offering... Look up Patton Catering or Sean Patton's thing.
Yes.
But they made, like, it was black eyed pea, but they made, like, I didn't know there was, like, a good luck meal with, like, Cajun food. But it wasn't the same thing. So I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm sorry, Redditors, that I interrupted Dave. Please go on. Get you a pound of the beans.
Pound of andouille sausage, 4 or 5 fresh garlic cloves, about 1/4 cup of olive oil, a couple bay leaves, 1 smoked ham hock. Got to have those ham hocks, baby.
What's the hock?
I think it's either the ankle or the wrist. I think it's the ankle of a pig.
Do other animals have hocks?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All right. Answer me after the recipe.
Do other animals have hocks?
I can't help it. My curiosity overrides my politeness, everybody.
No, that's good. That's good. It's good to be curious. Tablespoon of dried parsley, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1 tablespoon of Cajun seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon of dried sage, and then here's where I make mine special. I don't use chicken stock or water. I use 48 ounces of domestic beer. Mm-hmm. Get you some good Budweiser or Coors. But yeah, 48 ounces or 4 cans, 4 bottles, whatever.
Okay.
I do use chicken stock. I'll have about 2 to 4 cups of chicken stock on hand in case I need to add more liquid to it. And then 2 cups of long grain white rice. And here we go, real quick. Bring that pot to a boil. Throw the beans in the pot. First of all, you want to let the beans soak overnight. All right, throw your beans in a little bowl of water. Let it soak overnight. Rinse them off real good. I skipped ahead. I'm sorry. Here we go. Rinse and soak the beans. Dice or chop your green and red peppers, your onions, your celery, your garlic. Throw that in a large Dutch oven or skillet with some olive oil. You want to saute those peppers and onions and celery for 3 to 4 minutes. Set that aside. Rinse the beans off. Throw them in a pot with the beer. Once those get boiling, throw in the veggies. You can add your bay leaf, your cayenne pepper, your thyme, your sage, your parsley, your Cajun seasonings. Mix all that up real nice. Bring it to a boil, then reduce it down to a medium-low simmer. You want to let that simmer. In my recipe, I say 2.5 hours, if anybody's got my kitchen survival guides. 2.5 hours is fine, but I've found that if you let it go even longer, just with beans and stuff like that, the longer you cook it, the better it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So I actually cooked mine for about 4.5, 5 hours the other day. Then once you're about 30 minutes away from being done, whenever that is, slice up that andouille sausage however you want. I do mine in little half coins. Some people just do the little medallions or the coins. I'll do that and then cut it again.
Coins? I like small pieces. I've never heard them called coins before.
Like, yeah, little sausage coins. Throw that in the pot. Let it simmer for about another 30 minutes.
Put your sausage coins in my meat purse.
But, oh, man. It's so basic and so simple, but so tasty. And you know what? If you want to experiment and throw a little dark chocolate in there, throw a little Worcestershire in there, a little hot sauce in there while that's simmering, oh boy. But yeah, dude, red beans and rice, one of my favorite dishes of all time. That's in volume 2 of Dave Stone's Kitchen Survival Guide. If you don't have that and you want it, give me a holler. I'm glad to sell you those, and the offer still stands. Anybody who needs it, but you're in a pinch, what the hell do I care? I'll give it to you for free. Been giving a lot of those out for free, which is like I said, I'm happy to do it. But I said this last week, I'll say it again. Big thanks to the people stepping up who've already bought the cookbooks, throwing me a few bucks for the other people getting them for free. Like, talk about pay it forward. So big thanks to everybody who's doing that. Or just, you know, paying for the ones you purchase. That's enough too. But there you go. Red beans.
I want to jump in and say first that the simmering thing, once a recipe calls for like simmering for 2 hours, does it matter how long after that?
I mean, it does sometimes. Like if you're dealing with, with meat, you got to worry about overcooking it sometimes. I mean, it depends on what it is. But with beans. Like,
beans are okay.
Yeah, they're resilient.
It's and not like somebody that died in a hot tub and you're like, it doesn't matter when we get them out of there. They're already dead.
But no, usually anything you're simmering, you know, any stew, any gumbo, anything like that, dude, I like to just let that simmer as long as it can. The more the merrier.
I made boring vegetables.
Yeah?
What was boring
about them?
Well, I didn't. You know what I miss? You know what? That should be a. Here's what I miss being a vegetarian recipes. Because I do like, all right, I'm going to make some buffalo cauliflower. I miss wings, dude.
Oh, yeah, I get that. And are you doing any buffalo tofu or anything?
I haven't fucked with tofu yet. I did a head of cauliflower. I messed one up last week real bad. Mm-hmm. Screwed up the recipe. It was like batter, and I made it, and I put it in the batter, and then I forgot to flip them over halfway through in the stove, oven, and I blew it. So this week, did he roast them? Just oil, salt, shook up some cauliflower, roasted them. But I got so many hot sauces here, and as I did not realize, buffalo sauce is just your favorite hot sauce with some butter in it.
Yeah, there you go. That's all that is.
And so I've been making buffalo sauce out of everything. So I got Bravado Spice Company has sent me a bunch of stuff. And also the Volcanic Peppers Company.
Ooh.
Not sponsored, but they gave me stuff. And it's great. So... Bravado has a lot of more like traditional, like serrano pepper and garlic, kind of like nuanced traditional hot sauces.
Mm.
Volcanic Pepper got some real wild cards coming in, like pickle hot sauce and stuff, which I've not gotten to. But like they gave me just some free hot sauces. We're not sponsored. You know, it's not like Mac Weldon who gave us money and their stuff's garbage. It's nothing like that. These are just people who gave us stuff. It's just like, just have it. And if you like, and so I didn't realize buffalo sauce is just your favorite hot sauce. What was the combo for a head of cauliflower? Quarter cup of hot sauce, 2 tablespoons of butter, and something else.
Kyle, we've gone over this before. Okay.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, all that's right. All right.
Well, this one's for all the new listeners.
No, I'm saying you and I have gone over this, and now you're acting like you didn't know that hot sauce or wing sauce is just hot sauce and butter. I know that I've told you this 3 or 4 times.
I know, but I was never making things. You would tell me.
That's true.
And then I wasn't putting it into practice. Now I'm putting it into practice, and I'm like, it's stupid how easy this is. Actually, the stuff I made yesterday was the hot wing sauce that I got from doing the show Hot Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now a game show, I guess.
Oh, really?
Which, if you want to see a funnier version of the game show, just watch Spicy News on YouTube. Portland fellas who have been doing that, that years before so this thing.
Andy Griffith died.
Oh, man. What? Shane Torres after ate two. Shane Torres eating 2 habanero peppers is delightful. We all.
How's Shane doing? You talked to him lately?
Yeah, he came over here. He bought himself a bicycle. Also, this is a great
wink,
time.
Wink.
Oh yeah. He got. He thought he caught maybe a mild some version of corona. Or was sick for a couple days. He was down for the count. He's back up. He's doing fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We thought maybe he had caught it.
No,
okay.
He's doing just fine right now. Here's a great thing right now that you can do if you're stuck. If you're in a major city. And maybe you don't own a bicycle. If you want to, you know, put your mask on, get your gloves on, and buy a used bicycle off Craigslist. Or, like Los Angeles, Shane bought a very good, it's an older Cannondale, but it's just like a city bike, but it's a good bike. It's a used bike from a guy called Adopt-A-Bike, I think it was called. But people, there's places, I mean, L.A. has Bicycle Kitchen, some other shit. But they just rehab old bikes, but tune them up well. If you live in a city, there's places that are selling really good used bicycles that are tuned up and maintained. And now's the time. Traffic is lower. You've got time off. You're wondering what you could do for exercise, but jogging's a fucking drag. You've never explored... If you haven't explored your city or your town on a bicycle, you will see details that you never saw before just driving by in a car. And you have the time to do it. It is a great time to get a bicycle of any quality. Even if it's just going to Walmart and getting some $120 off the rack job. If you get it where you can adjust everything to the right size so you're comfortable, it is a delightful freedom to be able to leave your house. You're not going into businesses. Get out on the streets now that there's less traffic. Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Shane got a real solid Cannondale from this place for like $300, probably a previously $1,000 bicycle. He came over here. I was setting him up with some extra stuff that I had around here. And it's a good time. Dave, I don't know if you still have the bike that I gave you.
I do. I've broken it out a few times. My problem is I don't have a helmet yet. I just, for whatever reason, I haven't broken down and bought a helmet, and I don't trust myself out here. When I lived in LA, I would go to Griffith Park and ride because there was a lot, there's just more elbow room, and I just felt like I could handle those roads. I'm a little nervous to just ride too much around here without the helmet because I'm a ticking time bomb. You know, I'm top heavy. I'm going to fall over and crack my melon.
And what you can do, Dave, is if there is a place, look up in Long Beach, because bicycle shops are considered essential services. Go get better handlebars for that thing so you could sit more upright instead of being hunched over. It'll make your ride more enjoyable. Much like anything else, the comfort that you have while riding the bike will inform your enthusiasm for wanting to ride the bike. If the bike's not fun to ride, you're not going to want to go out there. There are very cheap, simple adjustments that you can make to make an old bike that seems like a drag a blast to ride. Take it to a bike shop so they can tune up the gearing and everything. Get taller handlebars. If you don't like being hunched over, get taller handlebars so you're sitting upright more and it's not as like crouch down shitty on your lower back. But anyway,
I could probably stand to get a better seat too. I appreciate the bike, but the seats are fairly uncomfortable. I don't know if that's standard or what, but I could probably use more comfortable.
Off air, just give me your. I'll get you. You got a big head or a small head, Dave?
Oh, head? Oh, I got a huge melon. Yeah, right. I got a big old eggplant
head. So do I. I'll get you. I gave Shane does too. I gave him a helmet. I got helmets here. I will give you a helmet.
Oh, okay.
We'll get you a seat. We'll mail it down there. Or maybe I'll put it in a backpack and ride down to Long Beach on my longer journeys.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You should, man.
This is just me and you talking and being friends. Not much of a podcast.
That's all the show is, Kyle. That's all
we never
the show
got to
is.
Bug out bags.
We'll get to that next week, I promise. I've had that on my list for several weeks. I wanted to really revisit the topic of building your own bug out bag. So we'll get to that next week because I bought a new bug out bag this week. I was very excited. I got here. The thing looks like a damn camelback. It's so small, and I'm so disappointed. So I'm going to have to buy another one, a bigger one. That's on me for not paying attention to the dimensions when I was ordering it. But they were marketing it like it was a bug out bag. So you just assume it's going to be a good size. This thing's so small. But we'll get to that next week, I promise. So,
Or maybe the bonus content.
Or yeah, that too. Speaking of which, big shout out to all the new patrons and the old ones. I guess a bigger shout out to the old ones that have been there with us from day one. But a big shout out to the new ones too. Our Patreon numbers keep growing, which is very surprising because I just assumed we'd lose a lot of folks since all this nonsense started. But we're gaining patrons every day, and big shout-out. We appreciate that. $4 a month, you're going to get at least two pieces of content every month. We've got the bonus Q&A, and then whatever Dave's Kitchen is up to. Lately, I've been doing Dave's Kitchen Q&A. Rather than just giving one video and one recipe, while everybody's quarantined, I want to really get down and roll up our sleeves and talk all things food. So both of those episodes will drop any day now. But yeah, $4 a month, you get that patreon.com/boogiemonster. And yeah, man, big thanks to everybody who's been there, the new ones and the old ones. We appreciate the shit out of that.
I want to ask if anybody's still listening, in a sincere moment, if anybody, since the idea of this being video cast has been floating around, and I'm also in the midst of a sneezing fit.
Let it rip.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do it.
Oh, just. Huh. If the idea of a video cast is appealing, as it's been mentioned by a few people, and I apologize in advance if we don't respond to your answer, but if you want to talk on Reddit or get us on Twitter or wherever. I'm a little inept with what would be ideal for people to watch this on a video format. Twitch is now a possibility in this day and age, but I don't know how many people are willing to go on Twitch if Patreon turned into Twitch, of the amount of money people are willing, and again, thank you, willing to spend on Patreon, wanted to spend it on Twitch. We're learning about this stuff. But we appreciate your input on it. So if somebody more aware and skilled than we are, which, fuck, I opened a can of worms with that statement, wants to weigh in about where it would be the most easily and readily consumed by y'all, please let us know. Please hit us up on the social medias. And obviously, we do read that stuff, even though I try to be real cool about the fact that I don't read it. And then I come on here and I'm like, I saw on Reddit that they said I interrupt Dave, and you can all fucking kiss my assholes. I'm playing a character like Alex Jones. Now I'm talking to you like Alex Jones who wants to get his kids back. Earlier, I talked to you like Alex Jones who believes that that the fluoride turns the frogs gay. But now it's Alex Jones in court. Now it's Alex Jones in court who just wants to see his kids every other weekend.
Oh, poor lunatic.
Oh, yeah, you poor, sad son of a bitch, you hate-mongering bastard. Oh, Dave, you got any dates you want to plug?
I wish.
Tonight. Well, not tonight. It's not going out tonight. Last night, I was on Shane's show.
Uh-huh.
Friday night, Hey Girl, which is on Twitch, which why I ask, will people look at Twitch? Because Bronger and I are on it, and I'm not trying to be like, people know who we are. But get like maybe 30 people watching it. But because it's live, because it's at a specific time that somebody has to sit in front of their computer. If you told me, hey, sit in front of your computer at this specific time, I would never do it. I've done it once this whole quarantine. I watched Rhett Miller's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which was great. Which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also like, oh, there's something happening right now, and I'm already looking at my computer. Oh, shit, I'll watch Rhett's thing on Stage It.
Yeah. Speaking of dates, what's the closest live date you have on your calendar right now?
Right now, August 19th.
I got some in July, and I feel like those aren't going to happen.
Well, mine are all in like Florida and Georgia and Texas, so it's all these fucking psychos that are reopening anyway. So, I might show up. Whether or not the audience does is a whole different story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
where's yours in July?
July, I'm going to be hopefully all up in the Midwest, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, around that area, the Rust Belt. So Chicago. But yeah, I was thinking about that the other day because that was where I was supposed to be originally early March.
Yeah.
But I canceled and I moved them. And when I was rescheduling those, I was like, surely mid-July will be fine. But now I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to even those are going to happen.
Well, yeah, everything keeps getting unwritten future right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I'd say that. Oof. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully August. Mm-hmm. That's a whole real discussion to have. It's not fun for
who knows. Plug your Twitch thing again. When and where is that with you?
Oh,
and Bronger?
It's me and Matt Bronger doing a show called Hey Girl, where we just we used to every time we hadn't seen each other in a while, we talked to each other. We just start things with Hey Girl. So that's it's called Hey Girl. We have a guest. We've had Aparna Churla. We've had Josh Gondelman. We've had Fortune Feimster, and we just Bronger and I. We sit there. We talk. We shoot the shit. We take questions from the audience since it's a live thing. We go to one or two people's homes who are also on Zoom at the time, and we kind of make fun of their house and talk to them.
Nice.
It's just a goof around, something to goof around during all this. Hold the Phone TV as the guys producing it. And awesome, who knows? The old Boogie Monster might show up, and then you'll see our faces and be like, "This wasn't worth it at all. This isn't."
Right on, man. I'll plug my other podcast, The Stonebergs, myself and my fiance,
hell
Katie
yeah.
Strandberg, Stonebergs. Aren't we clever? Real dumb show, but we have a real good time with it. Every Monday, dropping new episodes. And yeah.
So, have you guys
check that out if you haven't already?
Have you guys gotten into any arguments that then the podcast is over and then it's affected your evening?
We got into an argument once and then tried to record like an hour later and like make up on the show and resolve it on the show. And it didn't work too well and we didn't release it.
This is the Stonebergs. But, I'm Dave. Yeah. I'm in my car out in front. It's 3 a.m.
Oh, but dude, surprisingly, like, I don't know, like with you and Rachel, but I don't want to jinx it or gloat about it, but Katie and I have been getting along great during this quarantine. Like we're both like waiting, like, yeah. Like when is this going to go south? Just by the sheer logistics of, you know, being quarantined with somebody. But yeah, we've had a couple of little bitty spats, but they've literally lasted like 60 seconds to where we both were like, okay, this is stupid. Now more than ever, we need to not let petty arguments get in the way because, you know, we're on top of each other 24/7. So we've been doing great.
I've heard a few stories about people that have like decided to break up and then quarantine happened. But I agree with you. I'm in the same way. Like also we're not doing anything. Like there's no outside contaminant to infect the Petri dish. Like, what are you getting mad at me about? The same thing I've been doing for the past 6 weeks? Other than the fact, I mean, it's a little weirder. I don't know if it's with you guys, where we've been on, like, we're people that are on the road. So sometimes issues that aren't resolved actually dissipate because, like, I'm going to go away for 2 or 3 weeks. So the thing we were kind of annoyed about each other wasn't real anyway, and we forgot about it. But on the flip side, things that kind of annoyed us about each other may have time to now fester. That was my thinking, but that hasn't happened.
Well, that's good.
Same thing. It's only been good. It's been like, hey, we both know that, hey, I'm going to go over here and read for a while. I'm going to go in this room and meditate for a while. And that, the only thing I told Rachel, I'm like, I just need you to put a post-it note on the outside of a door. Because if a door is closed in my own house, all I want to know is like, why is that closed?
Yeah.
And then I go in there and she'd be like, I'm meditating. I'm like, well, I don't know that. There's just a closed door. And this is both our shared space. As long as a little post-it note. Meditating. Yeah. Got it. Absolutely. I will leave you alone and I'll be quiet when I walk by the door. Otherwise, I just didn't know why you had locked yourself in the bedroom in the middle of the day. And that's all. And that was resolved with a simple like, well, if I don't know what's going on, you can't get mad at me for interrupting something I didn't know you were doing. Fair enough. I'll put a little note on the door. Problem fixed. We've had again. I'm knocking on a cardboard box. It's not the same as wood, but I'll knock on some wood later. But yeah, same thing, man. Really, nothing to scrap about.
That's good.
The idea that we started getting these little HelloFresh things sounds like I'm doing product placement. But those HelloFresh. But it's like a thing we'll do together. So it's not like, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? It's like, no, we're eating this. And we both help make it.
That's nice.
And so nobody's annoyed about it. Except tonight, she's got like a little, like a Zoom writing group she's going to do. And I'm drunk already. And it's 4:30. And so you know what I'm going to do? Fuck, I'm probably going to get Pizza Hut. God damn it.
You're probably going to what?
I'm so filled with product placement. It's like Wayne's World at this point.
That's all right.
Probably get a Pizza Hut. You've been doing that Pizza Hut? Last time we talked, you were going to do Pizza Hut.
Dude, I got Pizza Hut this week.
What'd you get?
It was delightful. I got the hand-tossed, and I did pepperoni, sausage, onion, and extra cheese. And pepperoni, I was very sausage, happy with cheese. It.
Nice.
Yeah, it was solid. Real solid. Dude, and I got, they got me with a little pop-up at the end when you're trying to check out. They're like, hey, don't forget this. They sucked me in with
the cinnamon dessert things.
I got the Cinnabon minis.
Oh,
and I got an extra side of dipping sauce, the icing.
You,
oh,
dude.
Boy.
Fuck you,
oh, boy.
Bro.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
real
bro.
Good. Real good.
I hate that we got those. Because having worked in the industry, knowing all this shit is the dough that got fucked up. They've made an industry out of how can we fucking lipstick this crust? Oh, look who's out here. No, Rachel, come in here. Oh, no, it's on. I'm talking to Dave.
Hey, Rachel.
I'm currently going off about how angry I am. Dave is talking about the cinnamon desserts at Pizza Hut.
The Cinnasticks?
Cinnasticks.
No, they have Cinnasticks. I got the Cinnabon minis, actual Cinnabon.
Where are you going?
I saw the Cinnasticks.
You're not interrupting anything. It's Dave and I at an hour and 30 in of our podcast just talking about desserts from Pizza Hut. If anyone's still listening to this, they're wrong.
All right, let me go.
But we're talking about how good the desserts are at Pizza Hut, and I'm upset that they're good. Because you also said something about them being great.
Yeah, we ordered them the other night, remember?
I know this. And I'm mad they're good because all they do is take crust that they fucked up for another pizza and put some bullshit on it. And we're all here like, oh, frosting.
The bullshit's delicious.
Sugar and fat. Sugar and fat, that's all you need. That's what the missus says. That's why you're with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just sugar and fat. All right, sorry. I moved into flirting instead of podcasting.
That's all right.
Bye. Oh, she left. Not you, bye. She left. She's gone for a while. She captivates my world, Dave. What can I say? But
I understand.
An old Ian Carmel bit that I do not have the wording for at all, but him talking about the whole purpose of eating a Cobb salad is just so you can take that half a hard-boiled egg and use it to fit the concave of the bowl to get the blue cheese dressing out of.
Ooh, okay. I like the way you think.
The only reason you fight through that whole salad is so you can take a half a hard-boiled egg and scoop out every last bit of blue cheese dressing. And I was like, yeah. I think I stood up and clapped like I was in black church when he did that bit. So when pizza, it's like, do you want this bullshit? I'm like, yes, all the time. But I secretly know it's just you have a trainee who fucked up some crust. And you're like, we could still sell this. Watch me.
Ian's got a great culinary mind.
He is.
He knows what he's talking about. People who listen to his podcast, All Fantasy Everything.
Oh, God.
Well, no.
I don't think they need a plug. They're doing fine.
That he's a big proponent of pancakes for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
A concept that I've said before, and the fact that I won't get jealous that he made it popular. A pitcher. You're getting a pitcher of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
He also has, when I was speaking earlier about comedy, moving in like comedy, sometimes comedy is just like, hey, poetry, do you want people to like you? And it just kind of bursts into that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Ian's bit about how he eats chicken wings like a hostage trying to open a doorknob with his mouth.
Yes, I know that bit.
There's more to the bit, God. But that sentence has done more than Robert Frost has ever done. if you want people to understand the romance and efficiency of language, but then also it's funny. Sorry, poets, take a fucking hike. Stand-up comedians, once in a while, will just come in and just, they will fucking Sammy Sosa your fucking Little League game with your metaphors and like, oh, and then, oh, the dandruff of the gods, the snow fell on the shoulders of the lawn. Get the fuck out of here. I eat chicken wings like how a hostage opens doorknobs with their mouth. Shut the fuck up. That's take beautiful. A hike, you sad sacks. I can't believe only one of you put your head in an oven.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, what if what's her name? Who did that? Whose move was that?
Who put her head in an oven?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
Almost said Hansel and Gretel.
I almost said Gloria Steinem. Sylvia Plath.
Sylvia Plath put her head in an oven?
What if Sylvia Plath just was checking to see if her ribs were done? That was the bit I was going to go for. Don't worry. I'll put it on Twitter right now.
All right. We got to go. I
think it's not getting better?
I got to go take a shower.
Yeah, it's been 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, just tell me right now, how much relish are you covered in?
Oh, me?
Yeah, I'm just assuming you're just slowly covering your body in different condiments.
No. No relish today. Katie was so high on pain meds the other day, or yesterday, that she had a bottle of water on her end table, and this is why I love her. She also had a bottle of barbecue sauce, and she took a big swig of the barbecue sauce thinking it was the bottle of water.
Oh, my God, with a missing tooth. How did that work out?
Yeah.
It didn't work out too well. How wasn't this the story you led with?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
God.
My special girl.
I'm infected with flavor. Oh, God, the rich smokiness sent me to the emergency room.
Oh, God.
I'm overcooked with the well done savoriness. All right, I should have stuck in it too.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Patreon.com/boogie monster. Listen to Hey Girl Friday night at 5 Pacific. Is that right?
It's something.
It's something. It's out there.
Listen to the Stonebergs.
Listen to the Stonebergs every Monday. It's real dumb.
Mondays you come out with them?
Yeah. Oh, and also for
Did
the...
Did you record one? Where they're all doped
record
up?
No, not yet. No. We may record tonight.
It sounds like you got plans right now, Dave.
Yeah.
I want to record after I got my wisdom teeth taken out, but the timing didn't work.
I do want to capture her fully medicated. It's so funny. It's really funny to make fun of people who are impaired with pain meds because they're missing teeth. But, you know. Also, I'll throw this out there for the 27 people that listen to The Gravy Boat, my alt-country radio show, now on YouTube. So if you are afraid to seek out SoundCloud.com and download that app, it's on YouTube. Or at least season 2 and a few others. I finally figured out how to upload on YouTube. So,
jeez, like a media mogul right now.
Oh, man. I'm all over the place, dude. I'm all over the place. So... Oh, boy. Kyle, good to talk to you, buddy.
We did it. Listen, quantity over quality.
That's right.
Every Tuesday with the Boogie Monster.
It's not very good, but they sure did talk for a long time.
Every Tuesday, except for right now, because it's Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll get back on our normal.
I have had one beer and a half a tumbler of moonshine.
Are you really drinking moonshine?
Yeah, it was actually labeled to us. I think you brought it over.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, you should take it. And you're like, nah.
Moonshine.
Now I'm drinking it.
That's some gnarly stuff.
Hey, next week you get drunk. There we go. All right,
we'll end on that. We'll talk to you next week. It's the Boogie Monster.
The Boogie Monster. Thank you.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.